send.
Plenty of friends,
And he that wants friends must first show himself friendly. But listen to me very carefully. We are getting ready, and I've been teaching on the first month blessing. The secret, not the first month blessing. Yeah. The secret into first month blessing. You need to get connected if you're not connected. We had a powerful blessing on the church last night. Also, it was on the social media. It was on Periscope. We was on the Facebook Live. We was on YouTube. We put a Facebook Live. We was on all of those social media. We was on the back on again. So that's why I want you to connect with us at JIML Broadcast. JIML, the letter L, Broadcast. And that is Jim L. Broadnax would be Twitter. Jim L. Broadnax is also Periscope. And James Broadnax Ministries on Facebook. But I'm telling you, it's very, very powerful what God is doing through this. I think God is the blessing secret of the first month of blessing. And since you get to the first month, you don't have to worry again for the 11 months. But it's very important that the child of God understands the first month blessing secret right out of the Bible. Well, Joel told us in Joel chapter 2, that sounds the alarm. Called for the ministers, the priests, everybody, called for them to come into fast, into pray, and to seek the mind of God, the will of God, the face of God. The mind is the first thing we do in this brand new year. We turn off our plates on earth. We repent of all sin, known and unknown. And we begin to fast in the 58:6-7 fast. And that Isaiah 58:6 says that we are fasting to loose bands of wickedness. To loose bands of the oppressed to go free and to break every yoke. For the last 48 hours, I have sat here in this prayer. Prayer requests. And I tell you, people are hurting everywhere. They are hurting. They are going through. I believe it was Monday night. And she just began to weep. And because the lady, she called it well. She said, I need a pastor brought to pray. She said, I was there standing with my fiance. We was getting ready to get married. And she said, my own son shot and killed my fiance right there in Baytown, Texas. I'm telling you, people are hurting. Mothers are burdened because sons are locked away. Amen, behind prison bars. That's why we are praying like we are praying. That's why we are fasting like we are fasting. And then when the calls come in, and here is those that are saying, I love God, I give, I tithe, but I just got evicted out of my apartment. They just foreclosed on my home. These are the kind of prayer requests that are coming in. People are hurting and needing the help of God. That's what we do here. For the last 36 years, this has been a ministry that is known for prayer. And that's why I'm ministry that is prayer line number today. That James Broadnax can help you through the miracle-working power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Yes, you heard me right. Prayer, faith, and prophecy. I believe that one word from God, it completely moves your life for the rest of your life. Just this word from the Lord. And I believe that there is a word and a prayer in my mouth for you today. So I want to take time today, my praise for you, that means God's help. You and Lake Charles, Louisiana, you're just 1 mile away from a miracle, Streetport, Natchez, Mississippi, Vidalia, Jonesville, Oakdale, Cottonport, Simsport. Listen, you're just 1 mile away from your miracle. 36 years I've been here in this prayer ministry, helping God's people around the country. And now I am back here in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'm here to help you. God bless you, caller. What city you calling from? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Last party in the conference.
Yes, I believe with all of my heart,
James Broadnax,
and you have.